Omaha Public Library's Central Library makes call for public artwork. The partners collaborating to build Omaha Public Library's new Central Library are teaming up with Amplify Arts to open a call for permanent public artwork in the interior and exterior spaces of the new library. Artists, artist collectives, and collaborative groups will be selected and awarded project budgets in amounts ranging from $5,000 to $100,000 to realize new work. Selected artists will collaborate with representatives from the Central Library design team to refine and install their work. About Omaha Public Library's Central Library. Omaha Public Library's new Central Library will be a hub for creativity, collaboration, education, innovation, and workforce development. The library is currently under construction at the intersection of 72nd and Dodge Streets and scheduled to open in 2026. Launched by Omaha Public Library and the City of Omaha in partnership with three nonprofit organizations, Omaha Public Library Foundation, Heritage Omaha, and Due Space, this new library is an important financial and cultural investment in literacy, digital equity, and community. The building is designed with accessibility in mind and includes spaces to learn, spaces to gather, and spaces to create for people of all ages. About Amplify Arts. Amplify Arts provides resources for artists, organizers, and cultural workers to incubate liberatory ideas that move our community forward. About Omaha Public Library's Central Library Call for Public Artwork. An architecturally significant addition to the built environment, Omaha Public Library's Central Library will integrate public artworks throughout the building and welcomes work in a wide range of disciplines. The categories listed below include examples of artwork that can be incorporated into the Central Library design. Applicants will be asked to reference one or more of these categories in their application materials. Please view the informational video embedded at the top of this application or attend an in-person info session for more details. Wall work. The Central Library has flat wall surfaces that can accommodate individual works or series. Some examples of wall work might include photography, printmaking, painting, fiber art, ceramics, murals, mosaics, etc. Freestanding work. The Central Library has floor space and spaces on the exterior of the building that allow freestanding work to be experienced in the round. Some examples of freestanding work include the following in any media: sculpture, assemblage, installation, etc., and floor and or ceiling video projection. Integrated work. The Central Library has a children's play space and a calming station that includes sound and digital imagery. Integrated work that enhances these spaces might include calming sound and or field recordings, calming moving and or still digital imagery, kid-friendly play sculpture and or soft sculpture, etc. Applicants will also be asked to reference one of the following budgeteers in their application. If selected, applicants will be awarded a total project budget based on their application that must cover all costs associated with artist fees, fabrication, production, and installation in the new Central Library. Budget tiers. Tier 1, $5,000 to $10,000. Tier 2, $10,000 to $30,000. Tier 3, $30,000 to $50,000. Tier 4, $50,000 to $75,000. Tier 5, $75,000 to $100,000. Applicants with meaningful relationships to libraries as spaces for learning, creative growth, and community building, and resource sharing are strongly encouraged to apply. Amplify Arts' goal is to award at least 51% of all opportunities to those who have been historically underrepresented based on race or ethnicity, age, disability, sexual orientation, gender, gender identity, socioeconomic status, or citizenship status. Applicants who reflect our city's diverse populations, yet who remained underrepresented in public artwork collections, such as BIPOC applicants, LGBTQIA+ identifying people, and disabled people, are strongly encouraged to apply. Selected artists will be confirmed in late summer of 2024 and will collaborate with the building design team to refine, fabricate, and install their work in 2025, before the Central Library opens to the public in 2026. Because collaboration will play a central role in fully realizing each project, applicants should welcome opportunities for feedback, thoughtful dialogue, and reflection if selected. Eligibility. Any artist, artist collective, or collaborative group maintaining a residence within the Omaha metro area, including Washington, Douglas, Sarpy, and Saunders counties in Nebraska, and Pottawatomie, Mills, and Harrison counties in Iowa, is eligible to apply. Limit one submission per artist, artist collective, or collaborative group. Applicants must be at least 18 years old. Applications are welcome from artists and organizers working in any discipline, regardless of race or ethnicity, age, disability, sexual orientation, gender, gender identity, socioeconomic status, or citizenship status. BIPOC applicants, LGBTQIA+ identifying people, and disabled people are strongly encouraged to apply. Applicants with meaningful relationships to libraries as spaces for learning, connection, and community building will be favored. All applicants who submit a complete application, including an artist statement, a project proposal, a budget tier, a work sample, and a works cited page will be considered. A formal education is not required to apply. For collaborative groups, submissions from artist collectives and collaborative groups are welcome. Collectives and collaborative groups are eligible if at least one member of the group meets the eligibility requirements outlined above. The group is not incorporated into a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Members of the group are committed to working on a deeply collaborative level to advance the goals of the group rather than those of the individuals within the group. Collaborative groups should submit as a group and discuss the nature and duration of their collaboration in the artist statement. Selection process. Applications will be reviewed in a four-phase selection process. First, Amplify Art staff will review to ensure applicants meet eligibility requirements and have submitted a complete application. Second, all eligible applications will be reviewed and scored by an external panel of arts professionals. Third, top-ranking applications will be reviewed by a panel of representatives from Central Library stakeholder groups to be considered for interviews. Fourth, applicants selected for interviews will meet with representatives from Central Library stakeholder groups who will make final selections. Prospective applicants will be selected based on the following evaluation criteria. The artist statement enhances an understanding of the artist's practice and their relationship to libraries as spaces for learning, creative growth, community building, and resource sharing. The project description describes materially and conceptually rich work that will enhance the physical space of the Central Library. The budget tier selected inspires confidence in the artist's capacity to realize their work. The work sample illustrates a history of past work that inspires confidence in the artist's capacity to realize new work for Omaha Public Library's new Central Library building. Amplify Art staff do not evaluate applications, but will offer decision-making support and context to reviewers based on applicants' responses to application questions. Selection process timeline. April 25th, applications open. May 8th, from 6:30 to 8 p.m., in-person info session at Alley Pointer Makedo Architecture. May 13th, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., virtual application office hours. May 23rd, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., virtual application office hours. June 9th, 11:59 p.m., applications close. June 10th through July, application review. August, initial application status updates will be delivered and interviews for selected applicants will be coordinated. September, final application status updates will be delivered. If selected, applicants can anticipate beginning work in September of 2024. Below is a flexible production timeline with general dates and milestones. September 2024 to December 2024, contract and design phase. Selected applicants will research, develop, and refine their proposed work in collaboration with the Central Library design team. January 2025 through December 2025, production and installation planning phase. Selected applicants will focus on the production and fabrication of their work during this phase. They will also work with the Central Library design team and Amplify Art staff to plan and consider the logistics of installing their work. January 2026, installation phase. Selected applicants will work with the Central Library design team and Amplify Art staff to install their completed work in the new Central Library. Application accommodations. This application is available in English, in Spanish, read aloud in English, and read aloud in Spanish. Please email Peter Fankhauser at peter@amplifyarts.org if you need help navigating Submittable, the application submission software, a quiet space to work on your application, or access to a reliable wireless connection. Reporting. Selected artists will complete a contract before funds are distributed. All awards in amounts of $600 and more are considered taxable income by the IRS, and selected artists will receive a 1099 form for tax purposes. When their project is complete, the recipient will be asked to complete a narrative evaluation that describes their experience. Selected artists will receive recognition via announcements on digital platforms and in press and news outlets. They may be invited to events associated with the Central Library's opening and have the opportunity to engage with the public and talk about their work. Privacy. All personal information provided in this application is limited to the application review and selection processes associated with the Omaha Public Library's Central Library Call for Public Artwork. Application materials. Artist statement. Please share some information about you, your work, and your experience with library spaces. What questions motivate your practice? Why do you investigate those questions in your work? What is your relationship to libraries as spaces for learning, creative growth, community building, resource sharing, or otherwise? If you have a special connection to any particular branch within the Omaha Public Library system, please talk about it. If you don't have a meaningful relationship to libraries as spaces for learning, creative growth, community building, resource sharing, or otherwise, why would you like to have this opportunity now? Your artist statement should be narrative and written in the first person or the I/we perspective and be clear, direct, and concise. Upload your response as text or upload an audio or video recording of your response, 4 minutes max. Project description. Please share your ideas about the work you envision making for the new Central Library building. What would you like to make? Do you envision contributing wall work, freestanding work, or integrated work? Please reference the categories listed in the application. What materials can you envision using to create the work, to create work for the Omaha Public Library Central Library building? How much interior or exterior space do you envision your work occupying in the library building? How do you imagine your work will invite people to engage with Omaha Public Library and the Central Library on a deeper level? How do you respond to feedback and incorporate it into your work? Your project description should be narrative and written in the first person or the I/we perspective and be clear, direct, and concise. Upload your response as text, suggested 1,000-word limit, or upload an audio or video recording of your response, 8-minute max. Budget tier. Please select a budget tier that accurately represents costs associated with the work you envision. Tier number 1, $5,000 to $10,000. Tier 2, $10,000 to $30,000. Tier 3, $30,000 to $50,000. Tier 4, $50,000 to $75,000. Tier 5, $75,000 to $100,000. Take into account costs associated with prep work, preliminary research, supplies, labor, and artist and organizer fees. Click below to download a budget template that will help you estimate costs and select an appropriate budget tier. If selected for an interview, you'll be asked to complete a line item budget with estimated costs that reflect the budget tier you select in your application. Work sample. Please upload samples of past or current work that will give selection panelists confidence in your capacity to complete the work you envision. Consider both the breadth and depth of your sample and feel free to include detail and/or installation images. If you have questions about assembling a work sample, visit Amplify Arts Resources page on work documentation for helpful tips. You may submit up to 10 still images of your work, up to 2 audio and/or video samples, and up to 2 links to external sites where reviewers can see your work. For still images, please upload up to 10 JPEG, TIFF, or PNG files. Files should be sized at a maximum of 1920 pixels on the longest side and no larger than 5 megabytes maximum. Still images might include photographic documentation of static works, including installation shots and detail shots, and photographic documentation of performance or socially engaged work. When labeling your files, please use the following format: lastname_firstname_01. Audio and/or video samples. Please upload up to 2 MP3, WAV, AAC, MOV, or MP4 files. The combined total running time of audio and video samples should not exceed 5 minutes. Audio and or video samples might include sound, film, and or video work. Audio and or video samples might also include audio and or video documentation of installation, performance, kinetic sculpture, or socially engaged work. When labeling your files, please use the following format: last name underscore first name underscore 01. Links to external sites. Please submit up to 2 links to external sites like your artist website, social media page, SoundCloud, YouTube, and or Vimeo pages. Please make sure these sites are accessible, active, and not password protected. Works cited page. Please upload a document that tells reviewers more about your work sample. Please include the following. Please include in the following order all that apply. File name, title of the work, date created, medium and dimensions, names of collaborators if applicable, a brief summary, 1 to 2 sentences of the work that gives context, clarifies your role, your collaborator's role, and locations of the work if applicable. Please make sure to list works in the same order that they appear in your work sample. Upload your responses text, suggested 1-page limit. Additional materials. If selected for an interview, you'll be asked to complete a line item budget with estimated costs that reflect the budget tier you select in your application. You can download the budget template in the application to begin thinking through how you might structure your budget if selected for an interview. Remember, percentages and categories outlined for each section can be modified and reallocated based on the specific circumstances of your individual project. You'll also be asked to provide a professional CV or resume that outlines your past projects, exhibitions, collaborations, etc., and 2 references, ideally people you know well and with whom you've worked in the past. Please update your CV and contact references early in case you are selected for an interview. Before you submit your application, ask a friend to look over your application and be open to feedback. Revise your writing. Use direct language and logical sentence structures. Don't use language or phrasing you wouldn't use in regular conversation. Aim to be clear, genuine, and concise. Double check to make sure the images, audio, and/or video clips in your work sample are clear, well lit, and legible. Double check your file dimensions, file names, and lengths. Also make sure links to reels, clips, or documentation on external sites like SoundCloud, YouTube, or Vimeo are accessible, active, and not password protected.